100 years ago tomorrow, a pianist named Nellie Cornish decided to open a music school in Seattle.
We opened our doors on November 14, 1914, in the Booth Building on Broadway and Pine.
That's Nellie speaking in a 1938 radio interview. 1914, when she opened the school, was a time when most women didn't live outside the home, let alone start businesses. Today, Cornish College of the Arts has classrooms on Capitol Hill and at its main campus in Seattle's South Lake Union neighborhood. Cornish also operates the Playhouse at Seattle Center. Nancy Usher is the current president of Cornish College. She's the first woman to hold the job since Nellie retired. Usher told me that in her day, Nellie Cornish was one of Seattle's best-known residents.
She had great love of education and the arts. She was a pianist, and she was pretty much self-educated. She sought out the best teachers all over the world, really. She was intrepid, went to New York every year and sometimes to Europe to find the best teachers to bring back to Seattle.
What put it in her head that she wanted to start on what was a music school initially? But, you know, what made her think that this was a great idea?
She was a woman before her time, and she was a maverick. I think she understood that the arts are an essential part of our lives, and she wanted to celebrate in every possible way and give back to society. And I think that that was a very wonderful quality that she possessed.
100 years ago, when this woman decided to start a school, I can't imagine that there were a lot of women starting any kind of institutions, let alone schools. Am I correct in that?
She was a standalone person who had a vision, and she was just willing to do everything she could to meet what she thought was her reason for being on this earth. She had what we call agency at Cornish College of the Arts. I think she felt it was her destiny to invent her life and invent a way to give back to people through the arts. So she didn't have wealth, and she had courage and moxie and energy and brilliance.
I'm talking with Nancy Usher, who is the second female president of Cornish College of the Arts after its founder, Nellie Cornish, right? You're the first woman since then.
Yes, that is correct.
And initially, as I sort of just blithely mentioned, this was a music school because Nellie Cornish was a musician. Mm-hmm. When did the curriculum expand to include other arts?
You know, it wasn't long, I think, after she established her piano studio. Just exactly 100 years ago, she established a piano studio on Capitol Hill, that she was able to move forward with her philosophy about what she called the allied arts, a very progressive idea, where she really felt that artists should know all the arts, and that crossed over between the visual and performing arts and also humanities. You know, when I read about the way she chose to educate herself, it still seems progressive today.
And that was 100 years
yes,
ago.
Yes, she was a remarkable woman.
Cornish is growing at a time when at least the buzz about liberal arts or arts education is that, well, you're not going to get a job, so what's the point of studying all those fancy humanities and arts things? So how do you market yourselves at a time where, like, supporting yourself is a huge fear?
You know, I'm so glad you asked that question, because I think that one of the factors that really distinguishes Cornish from almost any other college I can think of is the way it's redefining the role of the artist in society. It's very exciting. In fact, some of our students have gone on to be very successful in the corporate sector, using the arts as a creative avenue for them. We have graduates who are creating social media platforms for monks in Thailand and farmers in Mexico. We have an alum who just founded two nonprofit organizations in Cambodia to help people, one to help women earn livings, the other to help children with literacy by writing their own art books. We have a wonderful alum who has worked in addressing gang warfare through theater. So actually, Marcy, I see such incredible hope and optimism in the way our students are finding great employment in which they can use their creativity.
What big challenges does your school face as it moves into its second century of existence?
I think that our real challenge is to be strategic in how we distinguish ourselves from other colleges, and we are starting to do it now. We've just changed part of our curriculum. I think our challenge is to find the right way to educate students for the 21st century, and we're well on the pathway for that.
Nancy Usher is with me. She's president of Cornish College of the Arts, art school here, a destination art school here
with
in Seattle.
With a Seattle advantage.
With a Seattle advantage. You mentioned a change in curriculum, and I believe that that change was initially instituted in the visual arts program, and it caused a dust-up. When you look at steering an institution steeped in tradition in new directions, that has to pose attitudinal challenges to you.
It's necessary and it's exciting and the faculty is wonderful. And, of course, the faculty is a primary architect of what happens in the new era. And we're having such engaged conversations right now in retreats and so forth about how can we meet the needs of the students for the 21st century. We've done a great job until now, and how can we move forward, and how can we make sure that we're really uncovering all the great potential that Nelly put into this remarkable college for the future. So I think, yes, dust-ups, controversy, discomfort of the new, but also a great deal of excitement. And I think we all grow with the challenge and the wonderful potential of Cornish.
I asked you a bit earlier about jobs, I suppose, but you are educating artists as well, people who want to make their living as practicing artists. Jarek Hoffer, who some people know better as Jinx Monsoon, is a very recent graduate. Mary Lambert, who made her national name performing on Macklemore's One Love, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis's One Love. You can also go back and look at people like Merce Cunningham, an alum, distinguished alum of Cornish College. More generally, when you think about artists and creating, educating artists in the new society, what do you see as the role of an artist?
To invent. If you look at Jarek, you look at Mary, you look at Merce, who's greatly inspiring to all of us and the world. These people invented new. They invented the new. They didn't apply for a job that was existing. They made their lives creating new knowledge. I really think it's not that different for the sciences, social sciences, and humanities. We are there to help our students and our community create new knowledge for the world, and it couldn't be more exciting as an opportunity.
If Nelly Cornish were alive now, what do you think she would say about the way this institution she founded has grown and changed?
She would say, keep going, go fast, and funny thing that I found when I heard her voice finally is that she speaks almost as fast as I do, because I know I speak probably more quickly than I should sometimes, but Nelly was right there with me. She was saying, we're going to do this and we're going to do that and we're on our way and we're going to do things quickly and we're ambitious. And I felt that she just was, she's still with us. We channel her. We honor the opportunity that she has given us to find the great opportunity in our very, very special college, Cornish College of the Arts.
That was Nancy Usher. She's the president of Cornish College of the Arts. Cornish celebrates its centennial tomorrow, November 14th.